Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org, along with my co-producer here. There is my Tabby Tesoro playing with a little toy. And you told me you loved seeing him, so I just wanted him to say hello as well. We are going to be talking about what you should take with you to the doctor or to the hospital. So I want to break this down for you because some of you are asking me to make this information even easier for you. So we'll let Tesoro chew on his little mouse there. I did a video for you a couple of days ago about not letting yourself be bamboozled and coerced and pressured and bullied into undergoing some kind of medical procedure that you do not consent to. So I'm not truly in fan of having to show your papers, but what I'm going to share with you is an educational document, an informational document that I have for you for nearly every state in the United States. So this will make it easier for you to educate others, and it will give you the courage and the confidence and the foundation where you can stand up for yourself. I want to thank the sponsor of today's show. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. And we're going to hop on over there. And here it is, noblegoldinvestments.com. And this is for you if you are concerned about the world of economic uncertainty and you want to safeguard your retirement, because this is more important than ever. Gold is a trusted source of value, providing stability for centuries and through countless market cycles. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can protect your financial future with the enduring power of precious metals. So don't let the election volatility erode your hard-earned nest egg. You can actually vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. If you're a Trump fan, you can opt to get 10 of these 1 ounce silver Donald J. Trump coins, or if you prefer, you can get a solid 10 ounce silver American flag bar with your qualifying account. So go to noblegoldinvestments.com, your partner in financial peace of mind in 2024. You can give them a call at 877-646-5347 and get all of your questions answered. Friends, I created this document, which is an informational document that you can take to explain and educate others as you invoke your rights to no consent. And this is an informational document. I've titled it a legal federal religious exemption. And that's because you have the right of no consent to anything that is in opposition or in conflict, not only to your religious beliefs, but your moral and ethical beliefs. So here you can fill this out on your own and you check your exempted status. And this is mine. I've just blocked out the personal information and I've exempted myself from all of the jabs, including the one for cooties, the nasal swab testing, the suffocation devices, including the face shields, saliva testing, and then there's a place where you can write other things. So let's say that you don't want to have, for example, your temperature checked when you're going into the dentist's office. And so you can fill that out. You take this and you sign it in front of a notary public. Why do you want to do that? Well, the notary attests that you are the person who has signed this document. And I like to keep this document on a clipboard. Sometimes I even put it in a little plastic folder. And then I have this on me if I have to go somewhere and I'm being harassed and bullied at the door. And when you show this, it's quite official. It's on a clipboard. It's been stamped and signed by a notary, and you have filled this out. And the most important part of this document is a list of all of the federal and state laws that protect you from being discriminated against in this medical setting. So it has all of the statutory authority established under federal law and your individual state. I'm going to show you where you can get that. And then it has a notice of violation for the penalties and fines. So this is a summary of the rights that protect you from being discriminated against. And when you show this to the highest authority, that's what I recommend. You're not talking to the receptionist or the security guard or, you know, the nurse that wants to take your blood pressure. You want to speak to the person who is in charge. Some of you didn't quite understand all of the steps that I shared in my other video, and you were asking some questions such as, what if there is no hospital administrator? Well, you go to the highest person in charge. There's always someone who is managing that facility. And so I think you can understand the principles behind that because they are the ones that have the power and the authority. So let me show you where you can get this. And this is over at thehealthyamerican.org. And then click under products and classes. And then you'll go to this page and you can see all of the states that we have here, Wyoming, North Dakota. For some reason, they're in alphabetical order. I don't know why, but you can scroll through and you can find, just keep going, keep going, keep going, and you can find your state. These are individual. We have a separate and unique document for every state. So when you click there to order, you'll be able to download this as soon as you purchase this. We have spent countless hours putting this together. And let me say again, you don't need any papers. You don't need to show your papers. However, many people find this very practical because all of the laws are there. It's an information tool and it's an educational tool so that when you are faced with someone who's trying to bully you and you are feeling vulnerable, you don't have to think on your feet. You can just show this to them. And for certain people, they may just want to take a copy of it, put it in your file so that the facility or the medical professional will say, hey, I'm fine. I'm covered. This person has a legal federal exemption and it's all in order. So that's something that I recommend if you find yourself feeling vulnerable and unprepared in these settings. You don't need to purchase this. You can do your own research and you can compile all of your own laws, but we have done the work for you. And this is a way that you can support the work that I do here at The Healthy American. I want to thank all of you who have done that, who have downloaded that, and who have used that. My goal here at The Healthy American is to empower you, to educate you, to encourage you to stand up for yourself, and then to inspire you with the thousands of success stories from healthy Americans who have followed these steps. I'm not saying that it's easy, but it is important. I think it's the most important thing that you do is to stand up for yourself, stand up for your rights, and to defend freedom. Now, I know that there are going to be times when you are faced with criminals, with people who are intent on violating your rights. And my heart goes out to you for that. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. And that doesn't mean that we should all just close up shop and not try to defend our rights and educate others on those. There always are going to be the criminals who are going to try to trample on your rights. That's why it's even more important than ever that we continue to educate others, to inform others, to educate ourselves, and to stand up for those rights. So that's what I have for you. And then I also will link for you the video that I did about the Patient's Bill of Rights. Now, I had some interesting comments on that video as well, where people said, well, there's no Patient's Bill of Rights in South Carolina. So I just went online and I giggled, as I call it, Patient's Bill of Rights, South Carolina. And it popped right up. So yes, every state has a Patient's Bill of Rights. And there is a federal model for this Patient's Bill of Rights. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I will have a link for you at the end of this video where you can study the video with the exact steps to take to get your medical treatment without being discriminated against. Caveat, this document is not sufficient for your employer, and it's not sufficient if you are a college student. It's not sufficient if you are a nursing student trying to go on your clinical rounds without becoming a human pincushion. And it's not sufficient for your immigration paperwork. This is simply an educational document that you can have with you and show in a medical setting so that there's no question that you are refusing this. It's all in writing. You don't have to have the verbal exchange. Well, you can, but this is going to be underpinning it all. And then this can go in your file. So that's what I recommend. If you need help as a job applicant, I've got free videos on this channel that walk you through it step by step. So just do a search on my videos for that. If you are being discriminated against on the job as an employee, I have remedies for that as well. I have remedies for those of you that are college students or maybe the parent of a college student who is being intimidated and told that they can't go through their studies. We have helped with 100% success rate nursing students and others that are in the medical field that are being bullied and being told that they can't go on their clinical rotations. We have a strategy for that. And we also have several successful immigration cases where we help the applicants sidestep these pitfalls and make sure that they don't fall into the traps that I don't think are being set intentionally, I hope not, but that they don't fall into these traps where their application is going to be denied. If you need my personal help, you can also get that on the website under products and classes, and you click on the VIP option. If you want to do self-study, I cover all of the information on this channel for free. Now, it's going to require you to invest some time to study and learn about your rights. So if you would prefer that I go with you step by step and you have a one-on-one consultation where I can help you individually, since your case is likely unique, then that's something that you can opt for as well. Friends, I will not rest until this blatant discrimination, bullying, intimidation, and coercion that is being inflicted upon you and all of us. I am not going to rest until we push back on that. So thank you everyone for sharing this information, sharing the video, for being a healthy American and being a part of our freedom community. I've got another video coming up for you, which I hope that you will watch, because it's all about how I stop stressing over the things that I can't control. So stay tuned, and I'll see you in the very next broadcast.